China's secretive PLA unit 61398 isn't alone in stealing secrets through the portals of the internet. All nations, including Australia, are building capacity to hack into networks. And it's not just cyber theft that worries governments. Defence experts in the United States believe cyber warfare is a greater threat to their homeland than terrorism. Frank Salufo is the head of the Homeland Policy Institute at George Washington University. Frank Salufo, what can you tell us about Unit 61398 of the People's Liberation Army and what it does?
You know, they are part of the PLA, and they've been engaged in what's called computer network exploit and computer network attack. In other words, these are the cyber warriors of the Chinese military. Not only are they engaged in military activity, but have also been identified as a perpetrator behind what's referred to as the Advanced Persistent Threat, or APT-1, and have been engaged in extensive computer espionage or computer network exploit.
So what do they target, and how large are the scale of the attacks?
You know, they target pretty much anything that has any economic value to not only the Chinese government, but also to Chinese companies. So Mandiant did a significant report about a year ago identifying some of their activity against media companies and the like. And most recently, as the indictment makes clear, they were engaged in a bunch of activity against companies in Pennsylvania, energy companies, aluminum companies. Basically, the way to think about it is, why spend millions or billions of dollars in R&D if you can steal it and apply that toward marketing efforts?
So what can you tell us about these charges which have been leveled by the Department of Justice?
You know, it's a significant development. I think it was the Attorney General, Eric Holder, who put it, enough is enough. While these issues have been addressed at the highest levels, at the head of state level, from Secretary to Minister of Defense level, it seems that there was a challenge by the Minister of Defense, show me the money, and in this case, and show me the evidence. And in this case, I think, since you hadn't seen any curtailing of that activity, they thought, show the evidence. And it is somewhat unique in that you've got a state actor that is being identified in the indictment, and I think people had concluded that political activity just hadn't gone far enough, that perhaps criminal proceedings would initiate some changes in behavior.
Well, China has often been accused of this, but proof is hard to come by. How does the Department of Justice prove this?
You know, that's why I think fair to say they've got smoking keyboards here. As you know, smoking guns are hard to find in a physical case, but in this case, smoking keyboards, given attribution and the anonymity of cyberspace, is even that much more difficult. But I don't think they would come forward with these complaints if they didn't have all the criminal evidence they need to not only identify the perpetrators, but prove their guilt.
How easy is it to do this kind of hacking? Is corporate America really unprepared for the scale of this kind of thing?
You know, I wouldn't only look at corporate America. The bottom line is the entire world is vulnerable and susceptible to computer network exploit or hacking, theft of intellectual property. The way to think about it is, whereas technology changes, human nature remains pretty consistent. And if it happens in the physical and real world, it's happening exponentially in the cyber world, because you never have to step foot in the given target area to be able to glean secrets.
And China, of course, says the United States is also guilty of this. Can you tell us what the U.S. Cyber Command is doing right now in Maryland?
You know, I wouldn't suggest or even insinuate that the U.S. is lagging in computer network warfare, computer network attack capabilities, but there's a big difference. There's this moral equivalency being made, whereas you have state resources trying to glean national political military secrets is very different than stealing, using state resources on behalf of U.S. companies, which, to the best of my knowledge, simply does not occur.
How big a threat is this? Is the cyber realm really the next platform for war, perhaps?
You know, I think people are becoming more and more aware of some of the vulnerabilities that we have in cyberspace. I don't think it will ever replace kinetic or physical warfare, but certainly any conflict will have a cyber component going forward.
Frank Salufo is the head of the Homeland Policy Institute at George Washington University.